on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Colonel Jeff McCausland, my colleague and friend, is here to help me understand a new study that has been announced in Great Britain by the Ministry of Defense, described as a world-first discovery of a faulty cell function in veterans suffering from the Gulf War syndrome. Heretofore, it's been a series of symptoms, and there was in Britain a decision early on in the century that there was no evidence that this was all linked together. Symptoms included insomnia, chronic fatigue, joint pain, headaches, mood swings. All that together now is understood as cell damage, possibly by the chemical and or poison toxic in the air of the veterans. This is a 33,000 British Gulf War veterans are living with the syndrome, according to the Times of London. Jeff, what is the status of our treatment of those suffering from the Gulf War syndrome? You were there right up front.
Yeah, I was there, John, right up front. Some of the guys in my particular battalion I commanded ever told me that they feel they are suffering from those particular symptoms. It has been acknowledged by the Veterans Administration as a legitimate ailment. In the United States, at least, some of this has been tied to a larger phenomenon coming out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan from so-called burn pits, which were pits were used where you burned everything you can think of, and the toxic gases that were emitted from that. But in the United States, of the roughly 700,000 or so U.S. veterans who served in the Gulf War, about a quarter of a million claim at least to have endured one of those chronic multi symptoms that you mentioned a couple of moments ago. And when my dealing with it as a commander, I was involved in a study when they were trying to ascertain, because the records were fragmentary, where we all were by units at particular moments. Because we know during airstrikes, missile strikes, artillery strikes, or just EOD blowing things up, that we blew up some Iraqi ammunition storage areas that very likely contained at least sarin gas, if not other things. And so they were trying to ascertain by getting our locations what units were in the downwind cone by looking at what the weather was on those particular days. And again, my unit spent several weeks on the so-called highway of death between Basra and Kuwait City in the oil fires. And some people have ascribed these symptoms to exposure to the oil fires and the smoke and all the toxins that came out of that. So this certainly has been a major problem and one that still is part of the ongoing study. On top of all that, John, is, of course, the concern for soldiers who are deploying to a theater like that who receive multi-vaccinations for a whole bunch of different possible ailments. I was told by doctors working on the Gulf War syndrome study that there is a growing concern that different people react in different ways based on that entire cocktail of vaccinations. Well, they felt they had a pretty good grip on your reaction to a single vaccination, how you react to getting a multiple number of vaccinations at one single time, less clear. And then on the U.S. side, I think the British as well, some experimental vaccinations were initiated, particularly to protect us against anthrax, because of the worry that the Iraqis would employ that as a biological aid. And there was concern that there may have been some veterans who were affected by their reaction to those experimental vaccinations. And all these things then come under that overall large rooftop called Gulf War syndrome.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, an artilleryman in the Gulf War, and CBS News visiting professor at Dickinson College and CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Jumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.